Welcome to Exceeding Joy, brought to you by private sponsors here on Faith FM. My name is Sue Waters, and it's my pleasure to be with you over the next hour. Our desire is to share the life and joy God brings to people as we answer questions and deal with the problems of life together. Tonight, we'll be looking at the topic, how do you define intimacy with God? What does that look like to you? Now, we welcome your calls, your questions, your comments, and you can reach us here in the studio at 519-741-9430 or on our toll-free number 1-877-741-9430. Again, the studio number is 519-741-9430 and the toll-free number 1-877-741-9430. Well, I thought tonight we would take a look at talking about intimacy and what it just intimacy looks like and what is it like when you have intimacy with a friend? I found years ago when I used the word intimacy, sometimes people actually, like their mind just goes to intimacy reminds them of sex. And that's not what it is. It's really a heart-to-heart connection. Now, intimacy can involve sex, but when we're talking about God, it doesn't. We're talking about a heart-to-heart connection with God. And there's ways that we can develop intimacy with God, and it's by talking to Him, by having those connections. Just think of some of the ways that you connect with a loved one. It may be a friend of the same sex. It may be a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a husband or a wife. But what are those ways that you intimately connect with people? Well, those are very similar to a lot of the ways you're going to intimately connect with God. One of the things about intimacy is getting to know one another. And we do that by spending time and doing things together, having conversations, interacting together, really getting to know one another. Well, God knows us intimately, but do we know Him intimately? Maybe, maybe not. We can always grow in our intimacy with God, that's for sure. And He wants us to be intimate with Him. I'd like to read a couple paragraphs from the workbook. I wrote a book and a workbook called God the Ogre Syndrome. And on page 36 of the workbook, I'm going to read something that I want you to think about and think about God as I read this. Consider the amazing complexity of the human body. Each part is flawlessly designed and intricately woven together, resulting in a harmoniously functioning body. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. And that scripture was from Psalms 139:14. I marvel at the beauty of frost on a window pane. The great artist paints beautiful pictures every season. The uniqueness of each swirl is made for our delight. He hangs the icicles and coats the trees with glisten, that we may look upon his wonder. Imagine, with all the snow that winter ushers in, no two snowflakes are the same. God's creativity is awesome, and His craftsmanship is excellent. The ability to produce a mighty oak tree lies within a tiny seed. Only God could do that. The seed could lie dormant for years, yet when planted, God has given it the ability to release the life He placed within it. Flowers are another work of His beauty. A broad range of textures, from rich, velvety tapestry to fragile, silk-like petals. Such a vast array in the spectrum of colors in God's palette. Each flower is so different and so unique, just like us. Sometimes we can look at creation and we can just look at it and take it for granted, or we can look at it and really start thinking, God, what were you thinking when you did that? When you made snowflakes, when you created the flowers, what were you thinking? Just think about God's creation. Take a look around you. Especially the next time you're walking outside, take a look and look at the wonder and awe of God. That's part of developing intimacy with Him, because you're thinking about His creation. Interacting with God throughout the day is really important when we develop intimacy. It's as though He were a special friend right by your side, because He is. He's right by our side. Our lines are open if you'd like to call in and tell us how you develop intimacy with God. Maybe you don't know how to develop intimacy with God and you want to know how. Feel free to call us with questions or concerns. Our line is 519-741-9430, or our toll-free number is 1-877-741-9430. And again, the topic is, how do you define intimacy with God? What does that look like to you? You know, while you're doing life every day, take a moment and stop and say, God, what are you thinking about? And listen to Him, because you know He wants to talk to you. He wants to tell you. He's always got something to say. Connecting with God in various ways throughout the day really builds a strong, intimate relationship with Him. One thing that I did years ago is I decided that I wanted to bless God. I didn't just want my relationship to be one way. And it was sort of two-way, because I did hear His voice, but I didn't always want to be going to God for my needs, to tell Him what I wanted or what I felt I needed, to ask for things. I wanted to go to just be a blessing to Him. I wanted to bless His heart. So I started at times, all of a sudden in the middle of whatever I was doing, I would stop and just kind of look up and say, I love you, God. And I knew that that touched His heart. And you know, when I did that, He did that back to me. I would be in the middle of something and I would just hear, I love you, Sue. What a blessing, a rich blessing that is to both give and receive. It does something in us. It builds our self-esteem when we hear those words, I love you, straight from the Father's lips to our ears, from His heart to us. Those are precious times, and that's what God wants with intimacy with us. He desires that. You know, He lets us set the stage. So we're the ones that initiate it. God's waiting to have this two-way relationship with each one of us. But He just waits for us to say, okay, God, I'm ready, because He wants to. In a moment, we're going to go to a song by Charmaine Champion called Let All Else Fade. There, I want you to begin to think of ways that you could be intimate with God, ways that you could express your love with Him. You know, maybe you don't hear His voice, and actually that's going to be next week's topic. How do you hear God's voice? But right now, maybe you don't hear His voice, but there are still ways that you can express your love to God. And I want you to begin to think of that as we go to the song now.
My trust is in You, Lord, for Your promises are sure, and they'll always be. My hope to look upon your face, to be in your embrace. Let all else fade away, just to look upon your face, to be
Welcome back to Exceeding Joy. I'm Sue Waters, and the topic tonight is how do you define intimacy with God? What does that look like to you? The studio lines are open at 519-741-9430, and our toll-free line is 1-877-741-9430. You know, over the last 19 years of counseling people, I've realized that a lot of people really don't have intimacy with God. And there's a lot of people that don't even know what that looks like. And if you've never experienced that deep connection, that intimacy with God, you're really missing something. And I thought I would share a poem with you tonight that actually my daughter wrote. Her name now is Deborah Eckmeyer, but she was Debbie Waters when she wrote it. Now, and it was several years ago. I don't have it dated. And I'm going to try and get through this. I have never read this over the years. I've read it many times and never been able to read it without getting emotional because I find it so touching. It's so depicts intimacy with God. And she actually got in God's presence to write this for a friend of hers. It's called My Conversation with Jesus. I was talking to Jesus about you one day. Nothing was but good was all we could say. We giggled, we laughed of memory recall, and cried at times like a big weeping doll. He said, "She is one of the gifts I've given you. Treasure her always in all that you do. She is the prize that I so lovingly won because I was an obedient son. I chose to not remember the times she missed the mark. All I look at is her sweet servant's heart. You see, I love her with all that I am. And if I had to do it, I'd die for her again. Don't let her forget how precious she is to me, and tell her to be who I've called her to be. My dad has such great plans for her, you know. Tell her not to wait to pursue him and grow. Tell her to keep pressing on and never give up. If she's ever dry and thirsty, she can drink from my cup. She is one of a kind, one of my precious jewels, and she's going to be one of my great tools. So I trust with this gift I've given to you that you'll treasure her no matter what you do. After a while, all to Jesus I could say was that to you, Lord, I want to obey. So I say to you, I love you and treasure your friendship with me, and I respect what he has called you to be. You are so precious, lovely in his sight. Grow and pursue him with all of your might. Never go a day without seeking his face, and never slow down in your growing pace. Seek him to know him in all that you do, and never forget just how much he loves you." That is what God is speaking over you tonight. My daughter wrote that, but that comes from the heart of God. God is speaking that over you tonight, and he wants you to know that he loves you, that he died for you, and he'd die again for you if it took that. But thank God it doesn't take that. He's already done it. It's been complete. But he died that we could have not just salvation, not just freedom and healing, but intimacy with him. Great intimacy with him. So think about ways that you can develop your intimacy with him. Think about it as a friendship. Sometimes we get religious thinking in our minds, and it hinders us from a friendship with God. And we don't want that. God isn't about religion. Jesus chastised the Pharisees because they were religious. Christianity is all about relationship with God. It's his heart touching ours and our heart touching his. So again, this is Sue Waters at Exceeding Joy. Our phone lines are open. The studio number is 519-741-9430, and the toll-free number is 1-877-741-9430. And we have a call we'll go to right now. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Do you have a question or a comment tonight?
Yeah, I have a comment about intimacy. I heard you were talking about intimacy.
Yes.
And I think, in my opinion, intimacy, there are two ways of intimacy, especially about worship and the relationship. When you talk about that, a person before he began to understand God as who he is, as God himself, I think he has to understand first the what he has done for you, and then that will lead you into who he is. If you remember in the scriptures, in the Gospel of John chapter 9, Jesus healed a man who was born blind.
Yes.
And this man, at the end of the chapter, he began to believe in Jesus. So before this man began to understand who Jesus is as who he is, he received the gift that God has given him at the moment, which was, you know, being given a sight.
Yes.
So I think, in my opinion, there are two sides of the coin. One, first, the climax or the ultimate worship or intimacy is understanding God for who he is.
Yes.
But before you come to that level, first, you have to know what he has done for you. In the scriptures, again, when Moses asked God, you know, saying, whom shall I say that who sent me? And God said, tell them I am that I am. This is the ultimate worship. You understand God as who he is. Again, in the book of Romans, God says, the works of God are displayed in his creation. This is God as who he is. But before you come to understand and have that relationship as who he is, you have to understand what he has done for you. And then, he has done this for me, so I worship him as who he is, you say. So I think that is my take on from relationship.
That's a great point. Now, I'd just like to kind of add to that is I think we can grow in our understanding of what he's done for us, so we can have intimacy where we're at. But you're very, very accurate in saying it's important that we know who he is and what he's done for us, because otherwise, we don't really know who we're being intimate with, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Because there are so many beings and claims that anybody can claim. You know, I am that I am. Worship me. You know,
yes.
Anybody can say that. But before you understand as who he is, you have to understand what he has done for you. He created you. You know, the Bible says God created the heavens and the world. God created a man. And God also, you know, bring him into favor, back to his favor. So what he has done always leads you into who he is. You understand what you worship and who you worship. So there are two sides for me all the time. What he has done leads me to understand and worship who he is.
That's very great. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight, and please call again another week.
I will call. God bless you.
God bless you. What a great point he has made. And I'd like to just read two scriptures. John 15, verse 13. Both of these are actually from the Amplified Bible. No one has greater love. No one has shown stronger affection than to lay down, give up his own life for his friends. And that's what God did for us through Jesus. That's what this gentleman was saying. We need to know what he did for us. And then in Isaiah 53, verse 5, it says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needed to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. That's just a small part of what God has done for us through Jesus Christ. And that is so important. The more we understand what the Lord has done for us, the more we can enter into an even deeper intimacy, because it's a deeper appreciation of his love for us. It's hard to be intimate with someone that you don't know if they love you. But when you understand God's undying love for us, you can embrace what he's done. You can embrace him and grow into greater intimacy. I encourage you tonight, wherever you are in your walk with God, perhaps There's some out there listening tonight that you don't even know God. You've never committed your heart to Him. I just want to encourage you to start talking to Him, to start asking Him to show you truth, because it's truth that sets us free and truth that allows us to see what He did for us and our need for a Savior. So again, our lines are open, 519-741-9430, and our toll-free number, 1-877-741-9430. Give us a call. The topic tonight is, how do you define intimacy with God? What does that look like to you? Give us a call with your questions, your comments. There may be some that you're not comfortable with speaking on the radio. Now, we're not giving names out, so you can feel free to call, and no one's going to know who you are. And if you're not comfortable in talking on the radio, go to my website, www.exceedingjoy.com. And you can peruse the website. There's a few things on there. And you can go to the Contact Sue link, and it will give you my email address, and email me. Email any questions or comments, and I can read them on the on air next week. Now, I may not do it if you're making comments about tonight's program. Next week's topic is going to be, how do you hear God's voice? So if you want to make comments or have questions about how do you hear God's voice, just send me an email, and I will not give out your name, so you can remain nameless. But do give us a call or send an email, and think about different ways you can be intimate with God. If you're in a friendship, your friendship doesn't grow automatically. It builds. And I think sometimes we're all busy. And I, for years, have led a single moms group. And I said to them years ago, I said, you know, we're all busy, but because a lot of times people can't find time for God. But I said, if God brought the right man into your life, you'd make time for him, wouldn't you? And everyone, including myself, nodded. Yes, because what's important to us, we make time for. Sometimes we have to rearrange our priorities. We have to decide, God, I want you to be really important in my life. I want you to be first, so I'm going to make you first. Reading the Word is really important, because reading the Word is one of the ways that we get to know God. We find out about His love and His character through the Scriptures. And when we're reading the Scriptures with our heart positioned to receive revelation, God shows us all kinds of neat things in His Word. And that just develops greater intimacy again. So it's making God a priority. And He meets us where we're at. Oftentimes I've had people come to me and they say, well, you know, I try and spend an hour in the Word, and I just haven't been able to do it. That's, to me, setting yourself up to fail. If you can't get into the Word, start small. Start with a few minutes in the Word. And, you know, if you're listening and you're struggling with daily devotions, go on to my website at www.exceedingjoy.com. And I have a mini devotional that is, if you sign up for, it's emailed to you every day. And it's meant to whet your appetite for more of the Word. It's to help you get in that routine of daily. It's one scripture and a thought about that, and a quick little prayer. It only takes maybe a minute or two, and it'll help you to develop that habit of daily connecting with God through His Word. In a moment, we're going to go to a song. I love this song by Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. Think about listen to the words of this song, because it really inspires intimacy. That's another way, worship. The gentleman that called, he talked about worship. Now, there's many ways that we can worship, and music is one of the ways. We can sing to God, we can listen to worship songs, and we can just enter in just to that love relationship with God. So I want you, as you listen to this song, I want you to just enter in and connect with Him tonight through this song.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. That day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Imagine when all I would do is forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Welcome back to Exceeding Joy with Sue Waters, and our phone lines are open. Our topic tonight is, how do you define intimacy with God? What does that look like to you? You can reach the studio at 519 1-877-741-9430 or call our toll-free number 1-877-741-9430. Developing intimacy with God really isn't as hard as what sometimes people think it is. How would you develop intimacy with a friend? It's kind of the same thing. Spending time, getting to know them, getting to know their likes and their dislikes. And that's what it is with God. Now, how do you get to know what God likes? Well, that's through reading His Word. And, you know, years ago, I would just read His Word, and God challenged me the one day. He said, Sue, if there's something in my Word that you don't understand or you think it doesn't make me look like a good God, then you need to ask me about it. But see, I used to just kind of skip over that part. But I learned to go to God and ask Him, and He would show me truth, and I would get a revelation. And I got to know God more intimately that way. It's like hearing Him heart to heart, knowing His likes and His dislikes. He already knows mine. He knows yours, but we need to know His. Same as some people find God like a God of rules. But when you start connecting with God and asking Him why He has His rules, you begin to realize that they are boundaries set for your protection, to keep you protected. And when you see that, it's like when the gentleman called in, you begin to know what He did for you. Instead of stopping you from having fun, He's protecting you. And when you see what He's done for you to protect you, you automatically go into worship or greater intimacy with God. Years ago, when I used to drive to work in the early morning, I used to look at the sunrise, and I used to just receive that as God painting that picture just for me. And I knew that He painted it for everybody, but I just received it as His gift to me. And one day I had to go in early, and it was still kind of dark. The light was starting to come up, but I was going to miss the sunrise. And I went, oh God, I'm going to miss Your picture this morning. And immediately out of the corner of the sky, there was a small portion of the picture. And I knew that God did that for me. See, He loves us. He wants that intimacy. He wants you to look at the flowers and realize that He created them for you, for your pleasure, for your enjoyment. If you think about it, what difference does it make to God? He could have made the world black and white. Would have been pretty boring. He could have made us like robots. He could have made everything very, very much the same. But He didn't. He made things beautiful for our pleasure. He wants us to enjoy life. That's important to know, because some people think that God doesn't want them to enjoy life. He doesn't want them to have fun. And God is the author of fun. Sometimes I've shared that with people, and I kind of get these tilting heads. But you know, we didn't make fun up. God created fun. He created laughter. Joy comes from Him. And He wants our lives to be filled with joy, exceeding joy. Now, we live in a fallen world, and that was never God's plan. I always take people back to the Garden of Eden. That was God's original plan, where Adam and Eve walked and talked with God in the cool of the day. They named all the animals, and they tended the garden that had no weeds, and it was self-watering. So I think all they really did was prune, pick, and eat. So it was a pretty good life. That's how God wanted it to be. It was disobedience to God's word that opened the door to the enemy to come in and do what he's done in the earth today. That wasn't God's plan. God has never changed his plan. He sent Jesus to redeem us so that we can spend eternity in God's plan with that utopia-like society that he wanted right from the Garden of Eden. But now, because we live in a fallen world, he will help us get through things. He knows that people are going to make bad choices. People are going to hurt us. He doesn't want people to hurt us. He doesn't want you to hurt. You know, we've all had pain and sorrow and sadness and sickness in our lives. But God wants to heal that. He loves us. And healing comes as we get close to God and connect with him. We're positioned to receive. Tonight, I believe he's calling you to come closer to him, to become more intimate with him. He wants you to receive the fullness of his love. He wants you to have all the gifts that he's prepared for you. Do you know that God has a special call on your life? Every one of us, whether we serve God or not, that call was placed on our life before he formed us in our mother's womb. That call he wants you to walk in. He wants you to be healed from all the pain and suffering that you've gone through in life, all the sorrow, and he can do that if you go to him and get close to him and say, God, I want you to heal my heart. I want you to set me free from some of the bondages I'm in. You know, addiction is rampant today in society. And all that is a hurting people looking for relief from their pain. God is the answer. He is the freedom from any addiction. He is the freedom from guilt and shame. He loves us with an undying love. You know, I love the story of the prodigal son. And he made a lot of bad choices. A lot of bad decisions. And he decided that he needed to come home because he thought that if he would be a servant to his father, he felt that he didn't desire to, or he didn't deserve to be a son anymore. So he came home to be a servant. And it says his father saw him from a distance. What that speaks to me is God is the Father, and it represents the Father heart of God, was looking out the window, watching and waiting and expecting his son to come home. He was looking for him, and when he saw him from a distance, he went running out to meet him. He didn't bring up his past. He didn't say, I told you so. He didn't say, you didn't have to make those choices if you would have listened to me. He didn't go there. He celebrated. He didn't rehash the past. He celebrated the moment of his son's return. He put a robe on him and a ring on his finger, and he slaughtered the fatted calf. The fatted calf was for the honored guest. He honored his son. See, we can never earn our place with God. We can't earn his love, his acceptance, or his intimacy. We can freely accept it, though. And accept it is our part. God gives it, but unless we accept it, we'll never have it. It's the same with intimacy. We have to desire to receive intimacy with God. We have to set aside preconceived ideas of what we've learned, what we've heard, or what the enemy has whispered into our minds. So I want you to consider tonight getting closer with God. This week, have those intimate connections with God. It doesn't matter where you are in your walk with God right now. You may be that prodigal son. God's running out to you. He's wanting to embrace you. Will you let him wrap his arms around you tonight? Will you receive his love? Will you allow that connection to be made? Sometimes I see it as we're a plug and God's the outlet. And he waits for us to plug into him. He's our power source. Will you plug into God tonight? Will you plug into that power source and receive all the power that you need in your life tonight? And that power source is there waiting for you to plug in. You can stay plugged in 24/7. Sometimes in life, things happen and we pull the plug. But you know, we always have that choice to plug back in. God doesn't remove himself from us. He's always there for us. So I want to encourage you this week. Take a look on my website at www.exceedingjoy.com. Sign up for some of my email lists that I really believe that they'll be a blessing for you. I'd encourage you to purchase my book and workbook as well, God the Ogre Syndrome. You know, that was a work that took over 20 years for me to write, and it was birthed out of a revelation that I had that God was an ogre. And this was a subconscious belief system that I had that hindered my relationship with God. I had this belief system as a believer. And when God showed me, after hitting rock bottom as a Christian, when God showed me that I viewed him this way, it's like a light bulb went off. And I was able to connect with God intimately. And that started to rapidly turn my life around. And connecting with God will rapidly turn your life around. So I'd like to pray for you tonight. Father, I pray that you would touch each one of my brothers and sisters tonight, wherever they are, whatever they're doing. Touch them with your love. Draw them by your Holy Spirit. Let them feel your presence. Father, let them know and understand your love, just as that gentleman who called in said that we need to understand what you did for us. Give all of us a deeper revelation of what you did for us, of how much you love us, so that we can embrace you. Bless each one, Father, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I want you to connect with God. Take that minute. It only takes a moment. And if you've never accepted Jesus into your heart, I want you to encourage you to just simply say, Jesus, come into my heart. I recognize I need you. That's all it takes. The Bible says that that's at the point where we become born again, that we embrace God and God lives in us. And it's an exciting journey. Exceeding Joy has been brought to you tonight by private sponsors wishing you a blessed evening. I want to thank you for joining me tonight, and I look forward to connecting with you next Thursday night. Have a fabulous week.
Breath, I expended just to sing your praise, just to say your name. If all I had was one last prayer, I'd pray, 'cause I know you're always listening. If I could live a thousand lives behind the hands of time, I would spend every moment by your side, 'cause I know you're there. I know you see me. You're the air I breathe. You are the ground beneath me. same.